actually. Welcome, everyone, to Momentum Mastery. This is our success call today, the topic being good vibrations, essential practices for success and inner peace. Today, we're really going to be focusing on what we can do to really raise our energy vibration to put ourselves in a place where we're really primed both for success and inner peace. We've got a lot of cool things that we're going to be covering here, and I expect a lot of inspiration to be flowing from each of you as we really tap into some of the practices and daily rituals that are really going to most support us in creating and sustaining our success and inner peace. So a couple things I want to kick off just from a housekeeping standpoint before we get rocking and rolling today. Last call, we talked about now practices. And I've heard through a lot of private conversations and through people just emailing me one-on-one about how people were really focusing on being present in a way that they haven't before. And just to remind you about the power of the now, the power of being present. Okay, with that, I want to just move us right into talking about this idea of good vibrations, having a high energy vibration. These days, it feels like an endless supply of energy and momentum and being in a feel-good place a good deal of the time. But I will tell you, this has not always been the case. All my life, I have had the emotional roller coaster thing going on. Even when I had a certain amount of success moving and rolling forward, there would inevitably be a period of time where I would sort of hit the wall and get completely distracted and really find it difficult to get things accomplished because my energy vibration was, kind of in the dumpster. And I remember specifically, 7, 9 years ago, before and even after my profound awakening experience, that it really fluctuated. There were times when my energy felt really heavy. It was almost all I could do to get myself through a coaching day where I may be supporting, 6, 7, 8 clients in a day. And I'd start the day going, oh, my gosh, how am I even possibly going to be able to support people when I'm not feeling great myself? Difficult to take action. But somewhere along the way, I really embraced the idea of practices, of daily rituals, of a way of raising my energy vibration. And by doing these little practices, a simple practice that maybe didn't seem like made a big deal in the moment, but doing them day in, day out, consistently over time has truly made a huge, huge difference in my life. And even today, I just recently have been on a whirlwind tour over the last 8 weeks. We've been in Florida and New York and San Francisco. Gail and Sam have been at those events too. I believe Gail's here on the line tonight. And I squeezed in a move and things have been really, really busy. And it's just been in about the last week to 10 days where it feels like the spaciousness is beginning to open up again. And one of the things I'm really concentrating on again is integrating back in some of those daily rituals that have gotten thrown by the wayside because it is one of the most powerful things that allows us to keep the focus and the momentum going. I want to talk just a minute about energy vibration. Many of you have read the book by Dr. David Hawkins called Power versus Force. And if you haven't, I highly recommend this book. He, in the book, outlines a way where he has measured energy on a scale of 1 to 1,000. And on this scale, anything less than 200 is more or less considered, say, negative. This is where, emotions like guilt and shame, anger, fear, apathy, this is where all of those disempowering emotions live. And when we think of, you know, being in a funk or having heavy energy, probably our energy vibration is dwelling in one of these areas. When we reach the level of 200 or more, it's empowering, it's positive. This is the level of where courage lives, willingness, acceptance. This is the level of reason being logic and intelligence, or recognizing reality for what it is another way I like to view that one. Love, peace, joy, these are the higher energy states. And when our set point, we all have a set point somewhere on this scale, chances are really good that everybody here on this call and listening to this even as a recording or on CD has an energy vibration level probably at least bare minimum in the 300s. And I say the 300s because in the 300s, it's the level of willingness, and there's openness at this level. Generally, people that are attracted to personal growth information, spiritual development, have a different level of willingness and openness than the general public at large. So already we know that your predominant set point is above this 200 level. However, there can be times where, you know, maybe like me, you've had dips where energy feels heavy and you don't feel like doing anything, and boy, that couch sure seems like the place to be hanging out, and you know, all those good intentions end up getting put off day after day after day. Well, when we notice our energy there, we want to consciously work to raise that energy level so that we can be more in, again, this place of willingness, a place where courage is, a place of acceptance, and it makes taking action, taking inspired action, that much more easy. And when we're in a higher energy vibration level, there are really three things that, you know, it's like, why do we want to focus on it? It's like, well, number one, when we're in a higher vibration, and I know this has occurred for everyone here on this call, when you just, you're feeling in the flow, you're feeling good, and it's one good thing happens after another. Miracles are showing up at every turn. When we're in a high energy vibration, you know, vroom, we're this attraction magnet. And number two is we attract that much more quickly and easily. In fact, I remember during one of these times where having the thought of, oh, you know, Dr. David Hawkins, by the way, was going to be speaking in a city near me. And, you know, I had the thought, gosh, I really would like to go to this event. And looked online, and the event was already sold out. And I'm like, oh, you know, but I'd really like to go. And at that particular moment, I was very focused, doing daily rituals and so forth, very much in more of a high vibration. And out of the blue, I end up connecting with somebody on Match.com who happened to have an extra ticket to the Dr. David Hawkins event. And it was like, go figure. I hadn't even met this person. I think I ended up meeting him at the event. Wasn't a love connection, but, well, did get me to the David Hawkins event. Again, the higher our energy vibration, the quicker we can manifest. And then number three, the third reason really to cultivate this high energy vibration is because it feels good, inner peace. And I don't know about you, I've spent enough time in the doldrums and with heavy energy that, you know, done over. That is like yesterday, I don't like to dwell there. I still have moments where I will go there, but it's no fun. I like inner peace so much better. I guess that's why I teach it. So there we go. So we want to talk about a couple key things here. One is the single biggest way to raise our energy vibration is through daily rituals. And here in a minute, I'm going to open up the line and really hear, you know, I'd like you to even start thinking right now, what are your daily rituals? What are the rituals that you do on a daily basis or could do on a daily basis to help elevate your energy vibration. I was talking with one of my clients this morning. One of the things she does, she did a couple of things. One, she gets up every morning, actually between 5 and 6, that's her alone time. One of her daily rituals is to take that alone time. She's got a 7-year-old daughter and is married and a very busy law practice. But that hour in the morning when no one is around, she's got for her to just connect to herself and take that alone time to really nurture her spirit. And then another thing she does is she goes for a walk in the forest. Nature is one of those soothing things for her, to get out in nature, walk her dog, absorb nature, another really key ritual. And then she comes back in, she's got her morning ritual with her family where everyone gets ready with a breakfast and getting people off to school. And included in that for her would also be a veggie smoothie or greens drink of some sort to really start off the day physically as well. So there's an example of just a few sets of rituals that can really kickstart a day. And of course, as we all get busy, sometimes it can be easy to let these go by the wayside. And of course, when we do, we tend to disconnect more from our power. Yeah, our energy starts to slump. Things are more challenging, more difficult to get done. So we want to really come back and keep these practices alive. So I'm going to just open up the line here. Gail, I bet you that's you in Sedona, yeah?
That's me.
Oh, wonderful. So what are some of your daily rituals?
Well, I'm going to share one of them, which is a complete surprise to me. It's something that I took on last October, and I've done every single day that I've been home since then, and that is I come on, I don't go to sleep unless my kitchen is clean.
Mm.
The vibrational shift for me has been in the realm of feeling deserving.
Mm.
I deserve clean.
Yes.
And I used to give myself this, I used to think it was like a gift to say, it's okay, I'll take care of it tomorrow morning. And there was nothing wrong with that, but I just would wake up and I wouldn't feel like I would start the day with this high vibration. So I took this on, and I didn't even realize that I had taken it on in this context until about 10 days ago. I was home and I wasn't feeling very well, and I spent most of the day in bed. And then like about 11:15 at night, I literally had to get up and go clean the kitchen.
Mm.
The dishes in the dishwasher and start the dishwasher. And the next morning I woke up and I was feeling much, much better. And I realized that it has really become a ritual in the sense that it served me so well. I literally am pulled to it. Like I never have to force myself to do it. It literally pulled me out of bed to fulfill on it so that I can have the high vibration of waking up into this glorious clean space.
Mm, I love that. I love that. And there's something about any kind of a practice or daily ritual that's around order, whether that's cleaning off a desk or making a bed. I know my husband and I, we've been in this flurry of go, go, go with both of our businesses, and it's been real easy to just get up and go and skip the bed. But we've actually been in this week, all this week, is really making the bed each morning. And, you know, it's just so nice every time you go walking by just to feel the lightness of having that order.
Yes.
Love that. Love that. Fabulous.
Hi, Mary. It's Michael.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. I didn't think I had any rituals until I started listening to your stories. And I realized that every night before I go to bed, I go and give my dog a snack.
Uh-huh.
Let her out. And then she goes to bed, and I pet her for a few minutes before I go to sleep. And I do this every single night. Well, I'd say probably 98% of the time. Sometimes I fall asleep without doing it, but
beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful. And you know, actually petting an animal, dog, cat, rabbit, whatever your animal is actually a really high vibration activity to do because you're in a place of unconditional love. And actually, I think a dog just as they are calibrates in the 400 somewhere, and a dog wagging its tail calibrates, I want to say 525, don't quote me on that, but very high vibration. Same with a cat purring is a very high energy vibration. So the more we're in high energy vibration spaces, kind of the cumulative effect it has to raising our own vibration. So fantastic practice. Love it.
Thank you.
Really nice. I think we've got Cindy here. Cindy, you're on.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Not that, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people do it, but what really interested me is when I started, like, looking into feng shui, they said one of the biggest no-nos in the world was to have your exercise equipment in your bedroom.
Mm.
And I very, very seldom used it when it was in my bedroom. And last May, I feng shui'd my bedroom and got out everything, and I actually put my walker in another bedroom. And it's funny because me and my husband have used this thing almost every single day since we removed it from the bedroom, and we hardly ever used it in the bedroom. And so I just made it a daily ritual to get up at 5:45 and to exercise and then meditate before I go off to work. And I noticed that it changes everything about me. But the exercise just with the room, my room feels more at peace. My bedroom without the exercise equipment in here, where I'm relaxing and sleeping more without it.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. So there's two great daily rituals. One is the exercise on your exercise equipment, and then meditation, which meditation is such a phenomenal daily practice. It's actually the one thing scientifically proven that over time actually changes the brain waves in our heads to be more peaceful. So they've studied long-term meditators and have shown that there's more theta waves, which are the inner peace waves in long-term meditators. So the compounding effect of that practice over time is not to mention so good for your inner peace, but actually your clarity and focus. They found that long-term meditators are amazingly focused, not to mention all the health benefits. It helps just about every part of your entire being. So glad you mentioned that one too.
One more thing. With my exercising, I have the motivational songs.
Yeah.
One of the, there's one song, and I listen to it while I'm exercising, but there's one song that says, today's my perfect day, and then in it is, I look at everybody, I'm in the arms of divine inspiration, and everybody I meet is in the arms of divine inspiration. And I'm actually a welfare worker in California, so I don't always meet the best caliber of people, and sometimes they really bring in negative energy. And I've noticed since I've been both meditating and I think listening to this song, because every time I look at somebody, I'm like, okay, you know, they're still guided by divine inspiration, and there's something that I can offer them. But since I started this, I have actually not had one irate client. If somebody comes in office and they're really irate, they get somebody else and not me.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. So, and what a perspective shift to approach each person as somebody in the arms of divine inspiration. You know, that the perfection that you know the two of your paths have crossed.
Yeah.
If I was on welfare, I would want to come to you. Hopefully, I won't ever meet you that way. We're going to be meeting at the Awakening Beyond Achievement event. We'll do it that way.
Yeah, I'd rather meet you there too.
Okay. Great. Love it. Love it. Fantastic. I'm going to go through a few energy enhancers. What I'd like to invite everybody, we're going to have one of your homework assignments this week is to identify your set of daily rituals. And this can be, I don't want to get specific about the certain number. You know, I would say somewhere between 5 to 10 depending on you. I know sometimes we've aimed people to go for as many as 10, and you can spend all day trying to get all your daily rituals done. The key with daily rituals is you want to do them consistently, daily, almost daily, so that you can allow the compounding effect of those choices to have the cumulative impact in your beingness, in your life. So I want to throw out some brainstorming here. If we go to, it's actually page 91 in The Power of Inner Choice, there are 12 energy enhancers. And I wanted to run through each of these because not every one will be a daily ritual, but they each will be used to raise your energy vibration. And when you have some of those stuck or kind of lower vibration periods, and some of them you may want to incorporate in some way on a daily basis. So the first one of those is appreciation. Appreciation is a really fast way to raise your energy vibration. Even think of it right now as we're here on the line. Think of five things that you're really feeling grateful for. Just five things. I can look out my view of the golf course, the silence of my new home. There was a lot of road noise at the last place. Loving the silence here. Appreciating the opportunity to be here connected with all of you here on this line and being able to impart this information. Appreciating the coolness here. I know it's really hot in certain parts of the country and we're kind of fogged in with marine layer, but it is making it a cool, comfortable temperature. And appreciation for the fact I'm back on doing Bikram yoga these days and enjoying some of the benefits of Bikram. So there's five of me right off the bat, and hopefully each of you are just jotting and connecting to what are you appreciating? And just really begin to notice what the impact is on your being as you step into appreciation. And your second homework assignment for today is actually to write down 25 things you appreciate. And so appreciation, great energy enhancer, and also great daily practice, something you can do on a day-in, day-out basis. I know Oprah adopted this as a daily practice a gazillion years ago, writing down five things that she appreciated each day. And she talks about how because she did that, she was constantly each day looking for things that she could appreciate so that she would have something to write down in her journal every night. And, of course, what happens? We focus on more appreciation, more things in your life show up that you can appreciate. So it's one of the most phenomenal manifesting tools. All law of attraction people talk about appreciation as one of the core things to focus on. So that's one of the first energy enhancers. Second key one is movement. Movement means physically moving your body. If you're feeling slumpy and dumpy and I don't feel good or whatever, get up and move. Get up and move your body. 25 jumping jacks. I've done that, in the early days when I was leading group calls and so forth. If I wasn't feeling like my energy was popping off the charts, I literally would do 25 jumping jacks. I've done it before, conversations with the master calls, and it's just a quick way to get the blood pumping and completely change your energy state. So movement is a good one. Another key one is language. Language is a great energy enhancer. So what words are you using to shape your reality? Are we focusing on I can't or what's wrong or everything is harder now, this economy? Or, like Cindy, are we focusing on being in the arms of divine inspiration? Are we focusing on everyone we meet and greet being in the arms of divine inspiration? So really paying attention to language, and we can change that just in a heartbeat. I know when I was getting my book off to print, one of the gals on my team that I was working with to get everything tied together was going through a really tough time emotionally, and I had thoughts that, you know, are we going to meet our deadline, and is this going to get done? And I was really panicked about this, but I shifted. I found something that I could say language-wise that would bring me into a higher vibration, and that was, it's all coming together. So it's all coming together was my mantra for high vibration during that really challenging time. And the truth is, of course, it was all coming together, maybe not exactly in the time frame that I was hoping, but we, of course, met our deadline and were able to get off to print. And, well, that's why we have this book now. So language, big energy enhancer to keep in mind. Another key one, laughter. Great energy enhancer. It's actually recommended for people that have chronic serious illnesses, cancer, so forth, to laugh on a daily basis, to watch, you know, comedy shows, to turn on Ellen, to somehow get yourself laughing, to get joke books, to just make light of things. Think about it, laughter, joy. Joy is high energy vibration, all good. So laughter, another key energy enhancer. Number five, random acts of kindness. Random acts of kindness. So this may be something you even include on, laughter can be something you add on your daily rituals list, as can be random acts of kindness, doing something kind for somebody each and every day, or maybe the random act of kindness is for yourself. And what happens is, I think it was Wayne Dyer that shared how when somebody does an act of kindness, that not only is the giver positively affected and the receiver positively affected, but anyone who witnesses the act of kindness is positively affected. So it's something really to keep in mind, just to get outside yourself, to contribute, make a difference in someone else's life, makes a difference in yours too. Number six, an energy enhancer, is being present. Being present. A couple weeks ago, we talked about now practices, so we won't go into that in greater detail here, but if you think about it, just honing all of our energy and attention into the here and the now, in a matter of minutes, we can actually feel our being, our energy vibration raising as we come into this moment. Another reason why meditation, fabulous in supporting us being present, as it helps us practice calming the mind. Seven, this is another one, willingness. And to really get that willingness, the energy vibration of willingness is the gateway to the higher energy levels, being open to new ideas, looking at alternative choices and options. When we're willing, we're not attached to the past or a set way of being. And this allows us to move up as opposed to just staying stuck and circling in the same path. So, and this, you know, we've talked on previous calls about the inner peace reality check, and when we're stuck in a heavy place of energy, that if we can just tap into a place of willingness to bring those six questions into our awareness and to just have the willingness to sit down and write down the answers associated with the inner peace reality check process, or just have the willingness to write down 25 appreciations, or just have the willingness to embrace a daily ritual, even if we're not feeling so much like it that day, this is going to be part of your rise to raising that energy vibration. Number eight is about accepting what is. Accepting what is. Embracing reality of the world, the reality of the world as it is, without resistance, raises our energy vibration. Because acceptance is one of the high energy vibrations. Acceptance is just where it is. We're in flow. We can roll with what is instead of pushing against, getting ourselves so to speak, wedged in the riverbank, and being stuck. So accepting what is gives us a choice to, okay, you know, this is not the path. I guess maybe we'll relax and see how the current can pull us out of this little snafu and guide us into a new direction. Number nine, the ninth energy enhancer, is magic moments. Magic moments. And this is a combination of being very present, delighting in what is, willingness to receive, finding joy in the moment, and appreciation. So it ties together lots of energy enhancers all into one. And like looking for appreciations, when we look for magic moments or choose to create a magic moment out of anywhere, then we really begin to raise our energy and vibration that much more. Number 10, this is another big one, humility. And we might think, humility? How is humility an energy enhancer? Well, if you think about it, when we're in a real stuck place, we might naturally look and see that our egos are engaged. Our egos get locked into a set way of seeing things, a set way of being. Egos are not very flexible. But when we bring humility into the mix, we bring in an I don't know, or, you know, you might be right. We all of a sudden let go of our attachment of being right, of being separate, and this humility, again, allows our energy vibration to rise. Number 11, 11th energy enhancer, is hydration. This is another fast one. Maybe we all take a sip of water right now. When we take a little sip of water, we raise our energy vibration. Part of this is true because of movement. When we drink water, we also actually change our breathing a little bit as well. We're made up of water. Water's the source of life. And certainly, if you think about it, when we're dehydrated, the opposite, it can be one of the most challenging times to navigate energy. It can be very difficult. I know in the middle of a tough move, or if it's been a long day, even when I'm leading the Awakening Beyond Achievement events, really making sure that I'm staying hydrated is a big key to keeping the energy high. So don't underestimate the power of water. Everyone drink a sip of water right here and right now. And then number 12, the 12th energy enhancer, is about taking responsibility. And taking responsibility, I like to think of responsibility meaning responding to spirit. If you think about taking responsibility, it's a place of power. It's about focusing on any desire, clarifying a goal, taking an action. Maybe it's about caring for yourself or another. Maybe it's about asking for what you want or making an empowering request. So responsibility is a powerful place. And it's also, we can say, at the level of responsibility, we're at least, bare minimum, the level of courage to take action. It's also willingness. So taking responsibility is another big key for raising our energy. So here in a minute, what we're going to do is I'm going to do two things. I want to share a few other daily rituals, some of the ones that I'm really embracing these days, some that have been shared over other Success and Inner Peace boot camps from other people to help stir the juices. And then what we're going to do is we're going to open the lines and want to really hear one daily ritual that you're particularly committed to focusing on over the next 30 days. Probably one that isn't already a part of your everyday life, but one new one that you really want to commit to over the weeks and the months to come. And then we're also going to do a little review. All right. So a few more daily rituals to get the juices flowing, as I'm sure you're already beginning to think for yourself, what are maybe the 5 to 10 daily rituals you really want to commit to embracing? Here for me lately, a couple big ones. I love to start my day with veggie smoothies. Recently been adding the superfoods, which I'm learning more and more about things like blue-green algae and spirulina, bee pollen, goji berries, the dried goji berries, cacao powder. Adding these to my vegetable smoothie and my greens, you know, giving my body that, oh my gosh, energy out the wazoo. That's been a big one. Another one recently I've heard about that at Whole Foods is the importance of vitamin D on our well-being and our energy. And so this is why very important to get outside each day, because the biggest source of vitamin D, of course, is the sunshine. And even if it's overcast, you're still picking up that vitamin D. Most people are vitamin D deficient. So there's another one that I've recently added to my list. Sleep, another huge practice for me. Really making sure, I love sleep. I love to get a good 8 hours. Don't always get it, but I aim for that, and I really notice that my sustainability is so much happier at that level. Of course, now practices are a big one on an ongoing basis. Recently, Bikram yoga, getting back into doing physical activity, huge. And here's another one. So many of you have heard me talk before about emotional muscles and about how whatever it is that we want to attract in our lives, that we want to make sure that we have emotional alignment to that. I shared this story about one of my clients who went from just under $1 million in income to $4.5 million, and one of the things that he focused on was focusing on feeling worthy and deserving. That was really one of the key parts of his transformation. Of course, he was working on his business, but it was his vibration that shifted that allowed him to receive that additional income. Well, I've been off leading these Awakening Beyond Achievement tours and leading calls and talking about this concept, and it finally hit me upside the head. You know, I haven't really been focusing on this for a while, but I'm going to really make a point every single day to stop and flex actually three emotional muscles. So one of those is worthy and deservingness. So just stopping, kind of feeling that what is flowing into my life, what I'm wanting to attract in terms of income, in terms of participants in upcoming programs, in terms of clients, attendees at my seminars, really feeling the sense of worthy and deservingness of their participation. Another piece is abundance. So I find that worthy and deservingness and abundance are a little bit different in terms of a feeling inside of me. So I like to spend a little bit of time, and when I say a little bit of time, I'm talking maybe about a minute or so. Sometimes I do this in the shower, or I do this on a drive to and from yoga, or last but not least, I could do it at the end of the day before going to bed if I haven't done it somewhere during the day. So worthy and deservingness, abundance, so really feeling that sense of abundance. And I remember doing this last night, feeling a little bit of contraction in my chest as I thought about allowing in perhaps, you know, even double the income that I've received in previous months, and noticing that tightness in my chest, but allowing the abundance to come and allowing myself to feel abundance until I can breathe easier. And then another big one, because I've been so busy, spaciousness. So really allowing myself to find a sense of spaciousness has been another key emotional muscle. And that's it's one of my big focuses, having had a really crazy busy last 2-3 months. Trust me, I am planning into my weeks and to what's come is to really feel that spaciousness. So my vibration attracts more spaciousness. So those are one of my other favorites is even lighting a candle each evening. There's something about just connecting with the flame that is really soothing. So I really, really love that one. We've got reading something inspirational. There's another good one. Gratitude journals. What else haven't we talked about? Somebody added 10 minutes of a crossword puzzle. Love that as a practice. Saying all is well. Another fabulous practice. Maybe pulling an angel card. We talked about walking in nature. And here's another great one. Acknowledging the little miracles or coincidences. If a parking space opens up, really acknowledging the parking karma and how these little miracles show up in our lives. There is a set of ideas for you. And what I want to do here, I'm going to try doing this where we open the lines for a minute. And I've been talking for a while, but I've got a couple questions to throw out to the group. One is, so we've been talking about practices. We talked a little bit at the beginning about why we want to focus on raising our energy vibration. But why really have daily rituals? What's the importance of daily rituals?
I actually have some questions about what you were discussing, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah.
First of all, thank you very much for this call. One of the things that I had a question about, actually it was two things, but I can't find the first one. But when you were speaking about having emotional alignment with your desire,
mm-hmm.
can you talk more about that? And also, and maybe this might be related, but when you were saying you want to work on worthy and deservingness, which was flexing your emotional muscle.
Yep.
I guess that sounds, for me, I'm just having trouble grasping.
Okay, yeah. So this was...
I apologize, I found what it was. The inner peace reality check process, what that was.
Yep. So, the inner peace reality check process, actually all of you will be receiving the CD, Inner Peace for Conscious Achievers, and it actually goes through the entire six questions. But to answer your question about emotional muscles, so I talked about this a little bit on the call when we talked about your year-long vision. We're actually going to do a whole call about emotional muscles actually next month. Actually, we'll talk about it a little bit more even on the next call, which is about resistance. But the idea of an emotional muscle is when we think about a vision, something that you want to manifest in your life, think of how you would feel if you had already realized that desire, right? So if I want to attract a relationship into my life, I want to feel adored and cherished in that relationship. If I can't feel a sense of being adored and cherished now, before the guy shows up into my life, what are the chances of me experiencing it when the guy's actually here? If I can't feel it here first, it's really hard to experience it real time as we move forward. Same with worthy and deservingness. So many of us want to expand our financial pictures, but we're locked in a vibration of lack and scarcity. One of my clients who was saying, I'm not sure I feel worthy and deserving yet to realize the income. No, it's, you know, we've got to feel it first, even before you think you deserve it. Just stepping in and, you know, why do you deserve it? Even just ask yourself that question. Deserve it because you're working hard, because you're creating value. So really look to where are you creating value in the area that you can receive income from. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm just curious as to, so when you're thinking about how you want to feel, it may not be deservedness. It may be whatever it is that's uniquely for you, and you just allow that, whatever that feeling is, to come up.
Exactly. Allow that feeling to come up and allow that feeling to deepen. Often the emotional muscles that we need to strengthen are not the ones that we're doing every day anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's called Secrets to Everyday Inner Peace and Inner Peace for Conscious Achievers. Both of those calls include the Inner Peace Reality Check process.
Thank you so much for everything. I'm really enjoying the call. Thank you.
Oh, good. Awesome. Good, good, good. So let's just hear from a couple of you. Why have these daily rituals? Why is it important for us to have these daily rituals?
Hello?
Yeah?
I was just going to say for myself, it helps ground me.
Yeah.
It helps me to prepare for my day, actually. And I find that when I don't, when I miss it, I can tell the difference.
Yes. Very good. Good, good, good. Who else would add to that? Why have daily rituals?
Mary, this is Cindy again.
Yeah, Cindy.
Because daily rituals are habits, and your habits become your destiny.
Ooh, well said. Beautiful. Who else?
This is Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Hi. Somebody once told me, and it makes a lot of sense, that when you have daily rituals, things that you can kind of put your mind on automatic, it actually allows you to do things without having to think and make decisions about every little minute detail in your life. And as a result, it opens your mind to new ideas and new thoughts. How many of you have breakfast every morning? Do you think about, you know, I need to put the plate on the table, or I need to, you know, get that? You just do it automatically. And if you have to think about everything, it just clutters your mind so much that there's no room for anything wonderful that comes along.
And this is a really good point, because those things that really support us, if we can have them bring a certain amount of automaticness to it, like for me, veggie smoothies, I was thinking about this today as I was making my veggie smoothie. I've got my ritual around doing my veggie smoothies, and actually once a week I actually chop up all the vegetables, put them in baggies, so that when I show up for breakfast in the morning, I pull out my baggie, I do cut my parsley and my cilantro, and then throw in my superfoods, but a lot of the chopping is already done, so I can make a smoothie instead of in 10 minutes, it takes less than 5 minutes. And it's automatic. If I had to consciously think every day, what am I going to put in and what's the process, chances are really good that I would be consuming way fewer vegetables in that case.
And you probably wouldn't have thought about all this today while you were making your smoothie.
That's right. You're right. I would have one less thing to contribute on the call. Very good. And it looks like Las Vegas. Is that Stephanie?
No, it's Amy.
Amy. Okay. We've got two people in Vegas.
Okay. This is something that I'm horrible at the moment, but I'm working on it daily and getting better. I'm trying to meditate, and I'm trying to get up at the same time every day because my schedule is very sporadic and it's not set. So it's kind of hard to have those daily routines. But it's kind of like with a baby. If you put a baby on a routine, your personal, you know, daily rituals, it gives you a place to go when unexpected things happen or when life seems to get crazy. You have that automatic place you can go to bring yourself back to where you need to be.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Very well said. Beautiful. And congratulations on really taking that on, because sometimes it is the hardest part is getting started.
Yeah, it is.
Very good. Well, let's do this because we're coming to the top of the hour. And I want to answer two questions. One is, what will keep your daily rituals alive throughout the weeks, the months, the year to come? What will keep your daily rituals alive throughout the year?
Enjoying the benefits.
Enjoying the benefits, yes.
Knowing the benefits.
Knowing the benefits.
I think also being committed that no matter what, that you're going to adhere to it, and also knowing, taking into consideration that there are going to be days or times where you might slip up, but that's okay just as long as you get back on track the next day, because I find that a lot of people, when creating habits, like as soon as they fall off and don't do it that day, then that's the end.
Ah, yes, this is a really good one. So being gentle with ourselves and being compassionate for not doing them perfectly, but then going back and beginning again. That's good. In fact, one of the things I remember years ago, at one point I got a little anal around tracking my daily rituals because there were all these things I was learning that they're good things to do for myself, and I really wanted to hold myself accountable, and I created a little spreadsheet, and each day would give myself check marks when I fulfilled those daily rituals. And one of the things that I did, one of my rules, is sometimes I would go several days, or maybe even a whole week, without paying attention to my little checklist. But I would just start a new sheet, and as you're suggesting, just be gentle and, okay, you know what, I'm going to begin again now. Here's another two-week period that I'm going to start tracking. Very.
Just having that sheet, because a lot of times we try to keep all of that stuff in our heads, but just having that sheet every day, it's like what the gentleman was saying earlier, that you don't have to think about it. It, you know, you don't have to, that's one less thing that you have to clutter your mind with, and you have it right there in front of you. That helps you to keep on track.
Yes.
And that was the one thing that I wanted to add about the rituals, is that if you have a set goal or destination that you're trying to get to me, the rituals are like the little tracks that keep you on track to getting to where you want to get to.
Yes, they absolutely 100% are. Absolutely. And that reminds me that one of the things on my spreadsheet that we didn't actually talk about today, one of the things on my list was to give myself unconditional love. We've often heard that it's a good idea to love ourselves, right? I put this idea of loving myself on my daily rituals list, and each day would just spend maybe, you know, 1, 2, 3 minutes just connecting with what it would be to give myself feelings of unconditional love. Maybe a look in the mirror, seeing that energy vibration of love coming back at me, which, by the way, was not a big vibrant love in the beginning early days at all. Maybe I would imagine feeling the love from parents, friends, relationships, boyfriends. I could just imagine kind of that emotional flood of unconditional love, and really working, kind of like we're talking about emotional muscles here. That was one of the emotional muscles I worked, was unconditional love. And I will say almost of all the daily rituals that I focused on, especially with my spreadsheet tracking, the one that had one of the most powerful compounding effects was this loving myself unconditionally. That'll be something else we talk about in an upcoming call. So let's do this. We've got a few minutes after the hour here. I'd love to hear from everyone one daily ritual that you're particularly committed on focusing over the next 30 days. So I'm going to open the lines back up here. And we already have Cindy, you're on.
And it's really per se not one that I'm focusing on. I'm still thinking of that. I sort of want to share something. Another thing that, you know, with your rituals is don't be afraid to ask support.
Yeah.
Whenever I decided to get up early, I told my husband, because he's an early bird, I said, I want to get up at 5:45 every morning. Just come and tell me, okay, Cindy, you want to get up, so get up. And it just was like that little bit extra support that really helped me get into the habit. And now I'm doing the same thing with Amy, is I'm calling her up every morning saying, hey, sweetie, it's time to get up, which just that support, having support really helps you if you're trying to change a daily ritual.
Absolutely.
She's just talking about the feng shui part of it.
So good, so good. Definitely asking for support, a great way to keep yourself on track. In fact, I've got now a workout buddy for Bikram Yoga that we're constantly emailing each other, okay, when's the next one you're going to be going to? And if it weren't for her showing up in my life, I would be doing a whole lot less Bikram Yoga. Okay, so, and Cindy, so what's one ritual that you are particularly committed to for the next 30 days? Is it getting up at 5:45 or is there another one?
No, that's pretty much...
You got that one down.
I think... Yeah, I've been doing it for almost 3 months. That's really a long time for me.
All right.
I think it's just, it's being easier on myself. I have my little to-do thing of every day that I try to do for my business, and I get aggravated myself whenever I don't get it all done, and so I need to be easier on myself.
So being easier on yourself is your daily ritual. So beautiful.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
It's Ruth in San Diego.
Hi.
I'm deciding to have a good laugh every morning when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Good.
I've started doing laughter yoga.
Mm. Very nice. Laughter yoga. In fact, I meant to mention that as it relates to yoga, or as it relates to laughter, that laughter yoga is a great way to combine the two, is really just to laugh for almost no reason at all.
Yeah, I love it. It's been so fun.
Oh.
I went through the training, and I really want to do that more in my life and to lead those events.
Mm.
So,
love it, love it.
And also I've started doing a green drink, too, and I want to do those. So that's two things, two rituals.
Okay.
I want to do that more.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And who else? Who else will declare your daily ritual that you're committed to over the next 30 days?
I'm committed to adding 5 minutes every day to imagine the life that I want to have, because I realize I've been doing all these different things, and I'm like, you know, it would help if you imagine exactly what it is that you want to do.
Exactly. Beautiful ritual. Love it, love it, love it. Very powerful.
Thank you.
And let's take one more. Who else? What's one daily ritual you're committed to over the next 30 days?
This is Michael.
Michael, go for it. What's the one you're committed to?
All right. The one I'm committed to is to continue my practice of being conscious of the passage of time.
Hmm. So let's see if we can tweak this a little, because with a daily ritual, the one thing that will really, because I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, if we have a practice that is basically all-encompassing, you know, being present to the passage of time, there's 24 hours in a day, it's a fairly overwhelming practice. So how can we, again, like kind of hone it down and get it really specific and measurable, so every day you can really know, you know, I did this one, right? Cause,
oh, I actually came up with the answer today.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and actually you talked about it just a little bit earlier, that spreadsheet?
Yep.
Well, I thought to myself, I need to make a list. A list of all of the 15-minute periods throughout the day.
Okay.
And each day I'm going to challenge myself to see how many I can get, how many of those 15-minute periods I can notice go by.
Okay.
And the challenge is to try and always do better than the day before.
Mm.
And that way I can see, I can actually measure my progress.
Okay. I'm open to you trying this, but I want to really see you successful at this. And so what I would suggest is breaking it down in even a smaller bite than that. So maybe it's maybe three times a day really being present for a whole 15 minutes or even 5 minutes, like to really just stop and be aware for 5 full minutes. It may sound counterintuitive to focus on being present for a shorter period of time, but when it's sort of like trying to eat the whole elephant, that focusing on even if you're present 5 minutes three times a day, I think you'll find that you'll actually get a greater impact than trying to do it all day long and seeing, you know, how many times you can look up from the clock. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I think so. I'll give it a shot.
So how about do this, because I don't want to stuff your idea. So number one is do it up to see how many 15-minute segments that you can be present to. and notice the presence of time that, oh, there's 15 minutes. Oh, there's another 15 minutes. So to give yourself the check marks. And then three times a day, grab 5 minutes to just really be present during that entire 5 minutes. You game for that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Thanks for letting me chime in there. Okay, we've got somebody else with their hand up. It looks like New York.
Hi, Mary. It's Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good.
My two daily rituals, one will be my abundance list.
Yep.
And keeping an abundance. And the other that I had started to do actually and have stopped, but I'm going to pick it back up again, is reading my year-long vision.
Awesome. Awesome. Another good one. Oh, these are all so good. Good, good, good.
Thank you.
Love it. Okay. Well, so since we are 15 minutes after the hour, I'm going to just recap our assignments, and we're going to wrap up for the day. I'm going to just double-check into our forum. I've just a few here. Gwyneth Ann in San Jose, working out first thing in the morning, clears the mind, followed by a large yummy cup of Pete's coffee. Great way to feel energized and ready for a terrific day. Fantastic. Here's another commitment from Sylvie in Fort Worth. I want to do yoga in the morning at least 5 times a week. Sylvie, love you. And I'm going to be upping my yoga to 5 times a week as well. And let's see. Linda says, while you were talking about humor, I remember Freud said that humor is the most healing self-defense mechanisms we have. Very nice contribution there. And one more comment from Gail about why daily rituals. Because the compounding effect of choosing something daily is very, very powerful. Very nice. Very nice notes to be leaving on. So I'm going to review real quick our assignments here. Assignment number one is actually to write down 25 appreciations. Very fun exercise. Second assignment is to write down your daily rituals and get yourself really recommitted to doing those, somewhere between 5 and 10. So that wraps up for tonight's call. Our next call, it's all about relaxing resistance. So resistance being that which interferes with our success, things like procrastination, feeling scarcity, those are forms of resistance. Also, resistance that interferes with our inner peace. Judgment, anger, stress, all of these are other forms of resistance. So we're going to look at resistance through fresh eyes. And with that, I just want to thank everyone for your time and attention and especially your participation. And we'll look forward to having you on the next call. I'm just going to open up the line, say goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you so much for everything.
Bye.
Take care.